Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Sister Show. I am your host, Deborah Mills, coming to you pre-recorded from my domain here on Earth. And I don't know if you can see it through the camera, but I am filming earlier on in the day, so there's a bit of light coming through the blinds, but here I am. So, as you can see by the title, we are here to talk about this very, I feel like it's a much needed topic. We've seen the opposite side of this conversation, and I think it's time to see the other side, you know. And that is femininité toxique, toxic femininity. And we always hear about toxic masculinity, which I do not have the definition for right in front of me. And I should have gotten that before recording this video. You know what? Let me go get that. So I don't have my glasses on while I'm about to read this. So I'm going to have to glance at the screen through two or three times. So the definition of toxic masculinity is adhering to traditional male gender roles that consequently stigmatize and limit the emotions boys and men may comfortably express while elevating other emotions such as anger. I guess that's what toxic masculinity looks in men, hence the word masculine. But when it comes to toxic femininity, I found a different way to describe it. And to be honest, sometimes I don't like when people have unconventional views on, like, on TikTok, and then they be like, you know, I know I'm probably gonna get a lot of hate for this, and I know this isn't conventional, but this and this and that. I feel like everybody should be able to express themselves without getting attacked. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, but with that being said, you know, I'm not intending to bash women because I am a woman. I do understand everything about what it's like to be a woman. You know, I haven't birthed a child yet, but that's coming. So anyway, the way I see toxic femininity is an accumulation of things. I don't have a definition for it. It's an accumulation of things. The first thing is the glitter language that is tend to be used these days to say, you know, oh, slay queen, drop your... I even wrote them down. You know, the main character energy thing, not chasing the man, holding your crown, which in their essence, they are true. But at the end of the day, they're all boosting ego. You know, when women have been hurt by men, men have used their physical... they've physically oppressed us, they verbally oppressed us. There's systems in place that benefit men more than women, and white people more than black people, but you know, in this case we'll talk about gender. You know, men more than women, so they have oppressed us and are still oppressing us in very some obvious ways and not so obvious ways. So I feel when you've been hurt by someone, obviously you don't want to give them the impression that you need them. When you've been hurt by someone, you're like, fuck you, I don't care, I don't need you, I can get my own money, I can buy my own house, I can get my own job, get my own education without a man, blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, men need women just as much as women need men. We are all interconnected. Your ego doesn't change things. Your belief system doesn't change things. And while I do understand... you know, while I do understand why women would act this way, why they would say, I don't need a man, you know, fuck them, blah, 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 blah. You know, nothing can ever really come in a place of real connection with humans. And we all need each other. So it's not a case of we need men, but they don't need us. No, we need men and men need us. But I feel like all this glitter language that's been used these days, like, you know, holding your crown, especially this main character energy thing, a lot of things, they become trends that I feel people just use them for content and it loses its meaning. So of course, yes, you're meant to boost yourself up or not allow yourself to have such low self-esteem. Hold your crown. Don't chase a man. Don't be so desperate. Whether it's a man or friendship, don't chase anything, because when people see your desperation, they will use it against you. Well, all of this just feeds the ego. If you don't do the real work underneath that is causing you to act this way, you're turning into a toxic person. And I feel just as much as main character energy and all this glitter language has been used in society and social media these days, so as healing. I mean, I understand people need to create content. I do understand, you know, the need to inspire people, but everybody wants their life to be a movie so badly that sometimes, like, something's just so cringe. Like, you know, I feel like I'm so biased in this situation, but you know, I feel like I'm biased in the situation, but I'm going to say it anyway. like people who are trying to prove so much that they have good relations, like, oh, you know, when you're cooking and he hugs you from behind and things like that, and then they show a video of their spouse doing that, it looks, it's reenacted, obviously, because you're not having some reality show, just having random cameras around the house just to catch the moment that he hugs you from behind. Those things, they are inspiring. They're so cringe. But I think I'm digressing from the point. The point is that this all feeds into the main character energy. I think some things are just so much used for content that the essence of what they mean are correct. They are true. They are positive. But they've been used so much that is now just, it's just a word people say. It's just statements that people use for content. Main character energy, meaning you only have yourself. You are with yourself 24/7. If anything happens to you, it affects you. I mean, people can emotionally be hurt by something that happens to you. By the end of the day, it's you that experiences, you know, the real pain. So I think take care of you, mind your boundaries, mind your business, you know, separate yourself from people, take care of your blah, 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 heal, all that stuff. But I think now it's gone to ego. It's gone to ego because now we're feeding into the idea that, oh, we don't need men when we do need men and men need us. It's vice versa. We are human beings. But because we've been hurt, it's hard to accept that. And something or someone out there has now been like, yeah, fuck him, fuck that. Like, if you guys have watched this show, Human Resources, on Netflix, I don't know if you guys have watched it. It's a cartoon. And they're love bugs, and love bugs, the opposite, when they're angry, they turn into hate worms. So anything you feel, if they're like, oh, fuck that bitch, I'm like, fuck that bitch, go pop her tires, go just... I feel like that energy is what has now been feeding this main character energy era, this glitter language nonsense. It's boosting your ego, you know, helping you take care of the superficial things, your hair, your nails, go get your job, get your, all this stuff that can never compensate for anything real within, you know. It's boosting your energy to get all these things, to feel like you are the boss of everyone, you're the main character, blah, 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 blah. But it doesn't encourage you to do the real work underneath. Because when you do the real work underneath, you do realize that sympathy is needed from both sides. Not that what men have done is excusable, in all honesty, it is not. Physically abusing us, verbally abusing us, creating the systems that benefit them. But that, you know, we have to keep in consideration that there is something behind that. There is an entity. For those of you who are Christians, the devil is like a roaring lion seeking those who he may devour. So any avenue that people will give to the devil to oppress people, something that people are less likely to stand up against, what evil will reside wherever it can hide. So if you can hide behind glitter language that, oh yeah, get your head and your nails done, don't heal, don't cry over a man after what he did to you, even though you want to cry, and that's a way for you to, that's the next step for you to heal. Be like, cry over a man, fuck him, fuck that, go get your degree, go get your job, go get, oh my God. Like, I see these things so many times, and I know it's the algorithm, but sometimes it's kind of like, yeah, you like that statement in passing, but now it's everywhere. And even if you don't have it on the algorithm, it still ends up finding you. Anyway, so let me go back to what I was saying. If we focus so much on this main character energy, and of course, when we, you know, we've been hurt as a people, women, we've been hurt by society. It's a natural response to feel like, I don't need you, fuck you. But you also have to, you can do that to a certain extent for a certain period of time. Then you have to get to the healing. Because if you don't do the real healing, like the genuine healing, what traumatized you? How do we make sure that doesn't happen again? How do you create boundaries? How do you get in touch with your intuition so your intuition can tell you to stay away from people and you can hear it? You know, the real healing, the real things in life. If we don't get to that point, then we will become the perpetrator. Because if you think about it, one of the reasons why white people are still keeping black people down is because they're afraid of what we're going to do when we get into power. They feel like when we get into power, we are going to do the same things to them that they did to us. And that is a very reasonable expectation. You know, that's a reasonable fear. But time and time again, black people have we have shown our resilience, our endurance. We have shown how much we don't need to oppress white people or come against them in order to grow, in order to heal. We are better than that. But because they still see us low, you know, because they still see us low, they think so low of us, they think that's what's gonna happen because they think so low of themselves. But anyway, that's why I was saying, if we don't do the work to heal and genuinely heal from our trauma in whatever ways and put contingencies in place, if you're in a workplace and you have a particular coworker that triggers you in a particular way, if you don't have these so many words are trying to come out of my mouth because I know what I'm trying to say, and I'm just trying to burst them all out at once like it's some rainbow. All I'm trying to say is, if you don't heal, you will become the perpetrator, because your ego is getting fed so much. Are you not doing the real healing that you will end up taking it out on everybody else, the pain that you've gone through, because you feel like, why wouldn't I take out anyone else? I'm the main character. I'm not chasing no one. I'm not putting my boundaries down. I'm not looking like some punk. I'm not crying for this person. I don't need you. I got an education. I got a job. I got a degree. I got the car. I got money. I can fly myself to anywhere in the world. So why would I need you? Why would I help you? Why would I help you over myself? So that's where I feel things are heading. That's why I called it toxic femininity. So it's not like being feminine is a bad thing. It's just with the schizo language that we're using these days, we need to be careful that we don't boost up our ego so much. We don't boost up our ego so much that we've lost all objectivity and we no longer see the point in healing. All these things about talking about healing is just... it's just for content. It's just to seem like, just to make your life look like a movie, just to do some reenactment, which is so cringe, because I just feel like people who are genuinely healing, people who are genuinely in love, don't need to show it. You just simply are happy. You just simply are in love. You don't need to announce it to people. That's why I said it's so cringe, because it's like you're trying to prove to people that you have this cute relationship. He hugs you while you're washing dishes, blah 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 blah. But if you really have that, why do you need to show that to the world? This video is just so you can feel good. I don't know, feel good about yourself, show off. But I just feel like if it's real, you don't need to show off. It's there. Why would you put your business out there? Because the same person that's putting their business out there to show that they have this perfect relationship, it's not the same person that now make another video about minding your business. They'll make a video about minding your business when they put all their business out there. There's a reason why we say mind your business, because when you put your business out there, people criticize you, people use it against you. Now you break up with this guy who you guys had a cute moment with 5 months ago, and now you have to explain. You feel the urge to explain. The fact that you feel the urge to explain shows that you've shared too much with people. But I feel like this is a language if it remains unchecked. And there's no way of really knowing whether people are going to do the healing. That's the thing. So as much as I can say all these words, I don't know if people are really going to take into consideration. I hope they do, instead of getting triggered. But yeah, I keep repeating myself because I want to make sure that I stay on track. So this glitter language is feeding the ego. If it feeds the ego too much, we may lose objectivity and we may forget or not see the relevance anymore in doing the genuine healing, not just the superficial things like, you know, taking care of yourself, getting your nails done, self-care day, getting your hair done, nails done, you know, getting your degree, not those type of things. They are nice, but they don't substitute for the real thing. You know, a degree isn't going to take away, you know, the pain that you've suppressed, that you've been hurt by a mind. You know, a car, money, they're all nice to have. No one's saying that they aren't, but they can never substitute for the inner things, because these are the material things and these are the spiritual things. The spiritual things are the things that really last forever. Cars would depreciate, it will rust, it will lose value. Your degree, if you don't use it, even if you do, you still need to update your knowledge, because it will get expired. Things would have changed, things would have evolved. But the things of the spirit, the real healing, those are the things that will actually last forever. So it's important that we invest in that. So if you do not do that healing and you focus so much on just boosting your ego and being the main character, you will not heal. You will take it out on everybody else and you will become the perpetrator. And being a perpetrator, there's no sympathy for you. I mean, if you think about it, even in a worst case scenario of serial killers, yeah, they all had some of them had normal childhoods, but some of them also had bad childhoods with people being abused, people abusing them physically and in other ways. But that doesn't justify them taking out on other people. You know, it doesn't. It's not as if they'll be like, oh, women have been oppressed, so it's justified why they will put men down. No, I don't think it's ever going to be I don't think it's ever going to be justified to take your anger out on people, to take your trauma out on people by creating that same trauma in other people. It will never be justified. And when it gets to that case now, if a woman like me comes out and says, guys, you need to slow down, it's going to be like, oh, you're just saying that to impress men. You're not a woman's woman. You're just saying that because of this. Obviously, there's going to be women that are going to be triggered by these words, but it is what it is, honestly. Let me just... Yeah. So, we continue like this. We will create more divide and we'll end up becoming a perpetrator. We need to heal so we can meet women with sympathy and understanding and empathy, and also men as well. Because hate can't drive out hate, only love can. And it's difficult sometimes to look the perpetrator in the eye and forgive them when the pain of what they've done is still, we can't forget it. It's a memory, an emotional memory or traumatic memory, but it is a memory. And I don't think anyone will look back on a traumatic experience and, you know, be happy or be happy that it happened. It's kind of like you'll be happy. No one will look back on those situations and be happy. So I don't think there's a chance, you know, they may not look at their perpetrator and be like, oh, I love you so much. You could, you definitely could. But yeah. But we need to meet each other with sympathy and understanding. Because at the end of the day, all this hatred that's in the society today, it boils down to the fact that this was planted, this idea was planted by an enemy. You may not choose to believe in the spiritual, you may not choose to believe in God. I do, and I will always bring it into my videos. But it was an enemy that did this. Evil will reside wherever it can hide. People like to think that evil has a look, which is obviously the basis for racism, partly. But people like to think that, oh, they know what evil looks like, but it doesn't. If Ted Bundy has taught us anything, he was good looking, and look at what he uses looks to do. He was intelligent, look what he uses his intelligence to do, you know. And obviously there's, I keep thinking of serial killers because I always watch true crime, but one common thing that I've noticed is that evil will reside wherever it can hide. Anywhere that it can hide, in a school teacher, in a professor, in a nurse, in Lucy Letby, if anywhere it can hide, it will reside if you let it in. So people will have, when this whole Lucy Letby thing happened, and I'm wondering why people keep saying, she looks normal. What does normal look like? What does abnormal look like? There's no such thing as normal. How many times do certain things have to happen for people to realize that there's no such thing as normal? Normal does not have a look. Ted Bundy was good looking and he was a serial killer. The Unabomber, he looked like what you would think a murderer would look like. I mean, he was, but in that case, I'm just trying to provide, you know, contrast and context or whatever. Like, you can never tell. And in the case of, is it Gypsy Rose, her mother? No one questions mothers. Everyone believes that mothers know best, and no one questions a mother. So if the devil wants to enter your mother and she allows it to happen, then she'll become a tool, because no one will question mothers, especially in the society today, and especially in the African society. No one questions mother. How can you question your mother? Your mother loves you regardless. But then when you now hear of mothers killing their children, that's the exception. No, it's either an absolute or it isn't. It's all or nothing. It's either a mother cannot hit her own child, or is it that she can or she can't. It's not like, oh, she can never hate her own child, but there's the exception. No, it just is or it isn't. So evil will reside wherever it can hide. And at the end of the day, all this hatred that we see in the society, in war, in conflict, in toxic femininity, in toxic masculinity, it is an enemy that did this. Someone is sowing the seed. Oh, jeez. Someone is sowing the seed of hatred and doubt and fear and anger in people's minds. And because they've been traumatized, also as a result of the enemy's power, because they've been traumatized, that can lead, I don't even know how to say it, because it all dates back to the beginning of time. It's like, you know, if you're weak-minded, certain thoughts can be planted in your head. And if you're not strong-minded enough to get them out of your head, only God knows what fruit it will bear in your life. So please check yourselves, women, check yourselves. I wouldn't tell men to check us, because they've been checking us, especially on these toxic masculinity podcasts about women this and women that, as if everybody has to live the same. Anyway, you know, check yourself. Just make sure that you're doing the real healing underneath, and you're not focusing on the superficial things like getting your hair done or getting your nails done, getting your degree, all these hyper independent stuff, which is reasonable and understanding. I'm not judging you, because I know what it feels like to not want to need anyone because of what they've done to you. But just make sure that it's not getting to the point where you no longer feel the need to heal, because why the fuck am I putting my energy for someone else and if I'm not getting anything out of it, you know? So just make sure it doesn't get to that, because if you become the perpetrator yourself, if you start putting men down, looking for opportunities to embarrass men just because of what they did to you, just because of what they are in a society, like, there's no sympathy for that. We're not going to be like, oh, she, this happened to her when she was young, so it's okay why she can put another man down. No, nope, I won't look at someone and feel like that's okay. So I'm hoping you won't too. So I don't think I have anything else to say about this. Let me just read my notes. Yeah, just be sympathetic and understanding. Because guys get shy, guys have their insecurities, and it doesn't make you look good, it doesn't make you better, it doesn't make you any more of a woman if you put a guy down in a vulnerable position. Because if you think about it, if we're trying to help them get out of, if we know we don't like toxic masculinity, don't do actions that will enable it in one way or another, because it is not that it's good, but it is men being belittled by women when they were vulnerable, showing their emotions with women, and they got played because maybe they had no common sense. We can't just always say a woman, sometimes, you know, some men just don't have any common sense. You know, maybe they got played or something. And then they'll be like, oh, you know, women are this, women are that, all they want is money. Like, who doesn't want financial stability? Like, that's another topic for another day. But yeah, just be careful so you don't hurt yourself. You don't hurt yourself in the long run, and you don't hurt other people, because there is no excuse for that. Karma does exist. And in the end, it's you that's going to bear the full brunt of the consequences of your actions. So I really hope that I've gotten my point across. If you agree with what I'm saying, or you have something else to add, or maybe there was a point in a video that you thought, oh, I want to add to that, let me know. I don't believe any of my videos ever, I don't believe that discussion has ended. I believe there's always more to say. I'm just checking the camera. I believe there's always more to say in every discussion, because at the end of the day, these are my thoughts, and I'm open to having these discussions with other women, but it has to be like, it can't be a conversation where you're just attacking me because you don't like what I said. Like, it has to be that if you don't like what I said, constructive criticism. If you don't like what I said, let me know where you thought I was wrong, and let me know why. I'm happy to develop my own way, a new way of thinking, if I think it no longer serves me, or it needs to be, developed itself. Yeah. Lack of a better word. So, please like and comment and share to Instagram, share to Facebook, share to TikTok, you know, make a YouTube short of this video, let people hear the words that I have to say, because I'm trying to get started on my YouTube channel. And yeah, so thank you for watching.